Well, new evidence today that gambling is surging in these times of crisis and isolation for so many. And the evidence is from bank data, because every time you place a bet and pay some money, your bank records the transaction. And what it's showing is that gambling activities increased 5% during the middle of the month, while everything else in growth terms went backwards. Business reporter David Taylor has more.
Ready to go, stalls are back and they're racing.
Australians are known for their love of a punt.
Beginning well towards the inside finch and master.
But economists warn a recent surge in gambling spending reflects poorly on how many Australians are feeling right now.
I think a lot of people are basically fairly depressed at home.
That's Alan Oster. The vast majority of Australians have been holed up at home over the past month or so, and the National Australia Bank's customer data shows what little money many have left is going into online gambling, including the pokies.
You know, the two top areas in terms of our data, i.e. money that was actually spent rather than a survey, online gambling and internet, and basically things like Netflix and that sort of stuff. So I think people are working from home, and in that depressed environment, unfortunately, gambling always goes up when the economy goes bad.
There have been some steep falls in spending. Transport was down 21% in the middle week of April, while accommodation and food services dropped 19%. Spending on gambling, though, rose 5%.
It is indeed a very depressing statistic.
That's Independent MP Andrew Wilkie. He says these figures are especially disappointing, given his recent efforts to prevent a huge surge in online betting ahead of the lockdown.
Weeks ago now, I wrote to the government and said, can we put a ban on online gambling advertising during the pandemic? The government didn't respond to that. But before that, you know, already there were any number of ways that online gambling could have been made safer by governments, and it hasn't been made safer.
Andrew Wilkie, with any kind of business transaction, often there's a winner and a loser. Gambling is known very infamously for leaving the customer or the user worse off. Who's benefiting from this increase in gambling?
There are very few online gambling companies. So when we talk about online gambling in Australia being a market of, you know, more than $20 billion a year, more than $1 billion being lost every year on online gambling. That's some of that's going in tax to governments, which helps to explain why governments are pretty disinterested in reining it in. But most of it goes to the companies.
What are some immediate solutions that the government should look at in order to rein it in?
For a start, gambling advertising can be regulated much better. So in other words, you know, when your little son or little daughter are getting all comfy and getting sorted, ready to watch the big game, they can be bombarded with gambling advertising. I mean, surely there should be no gambling advertising at any time that children might be watching the TV.
That's Independent Federal MP Andrew Wilkie. David Taylor with that report.